Radio CSS Media,
your source for family-centered content.
RadioCSS.com.
And now, Audio Theater Central.
Oh, hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker. But most folks around here call me Whit.
My name is Finian Jones, and you are...
Hello, I'm Dave Arnold, your host for Focus on the Family Radio Theater.
Hey everybody, I'm JD.
And I'm Roy.
And I'm Andrew, and we're your hosts for Audio Theater Central.
And welcome to episode 12.
Today we are going to review Focus on the Family Radio Theater's dramatization of The Secret Garden.
Yeah. Hey, and we're also going to give you a listen to what's coming up on Lamplighter Theater Season 3.
But of course, before we get to that, I'm going to give all of our fellow listeners here a special news update. And if you heard that little beep, that was Andrew's computer clicking. He's trying to catch up to us. The script and all that. So, hey, and let's do something fun. Let's do something horrible to our listeners. Let's let them listen to the whole newscast with all my bloopers in it, so they can then they can see how really bad I am.
How many times you really have to try to do this? Actually, I like that idea. That sounds good.
I can't tell you how excited I am, Roy.
It's finally here. The entire catalog of the Blackheart Saga episodes have been released as one album. The Blackheart Chronicles, the album includes 30 episodes on 10 CDs with a running time of over 13 hours. Album number 54, Clanging Cymbals and the Meeting of God's Love, is now available for digital download on christianbook.com. If you prefer to wait for the physical CD copy of the album, you can pre-order it on Amazon, and it will be released on October 1st, 2011. Lamplighter Theater will kick off its third season on September 17th. Write that down, September 17th, with Lamplighter's all-time best-selling book title, Teddy's Button. And then, on October 22nd, will be the dramatic retelling of the harrowing journey of Sir Constant and Sir Knight of the Splendid Way. That's it for the news this time. I'm Roy, reporting for Audio Theater Central.
Hey everybody, I wanted to let you know that next episode is going to be our 1 year anniversary, so we're going to have a special episode to celebrate.
Woohoo!
What are we doing? Oh yes, the 1 year anniversary. Oh, that's going to be much fun, yes. What are we going to do? Well, I'm glad you asked. Thank you. We are going to have some special guests joining us to have a great discussion about audio drama, fandom, geekdom, nerddom, all rolled up into one
exactly
big conglomeration of a big fun discussion
birthday
stuff.
Cake or such things. We're gonna have ice cream cake with candles and such.
Is it gonna be made out of 49 pounds of yellow frosting and
no.
A spatula?
No, it's not.
As was the case with the Happy Smilers cake.
Look, dude, just to celebrate the special occasion,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to have an extra long newscast. Extra long.
Oh, so we get to enjoy your wonderful newscast for even longer.
Yes.
That's so exciting. You know what? I can't even tell you how thrilled that just... You know what? I think we should just do the whole episode, just be one long newscast. And Roy, we can just sit here in amazement
yes.
and
right.
watch as Roy delivers his beautifully impeccable newscast in which he makes zero mistakes.
Zero.
Ever.
So there's zero tolerance for zero mistakes.
Obviously. Obviously, there's no tolerance for no mistakes.
Yes.
That's right.
That was an intentional double negative, by the way.
Yes, very intentional.
We are intentional people.
Yes, we are. So, somebody mentioned something about Lamplighter Theater Season 3 coming up. After they mentioned that there was going to be 13 hours of entertainment, although I don't know if anybody had checked Focus's math on that one, because we know how they messed that one up last time.
Yeah.
So It may only be 12 hours of entertainment, but, you know.
How did we go from Lamplighter to Focus?
Because that was all part of your newscast.
Oh.
Right before you mentioned season 3 of Lamplighter, you mentioned the 13 hours of entertainment delivered by the Blackheart Saga.
Uh-huh.
So what are we going to do right now that has anything to do with season 3 of Lamplighter?
I think we're going to play a promo for Lamplighter season 3. I guarantee you guys are going to love this.
Lamplighter Theater is back with an all-new season. First, the most popular Lamplighter book of all time comes to life. Teddy's Button.
There were guns firing.
Yes.
And swords flashing. But my father stepped forward.
Teddy's most precious possession, one button from his father's uniform. But Teddy faces a new nemesis.
I don't believe a word of it.
Will he give up what's most precious to do what's right? Next, you're in for a spiritual adventure like no other. A new knight sets off on a quest.
Farewell, Sir Fortis.
A quest that pits him against a treacherous sorcerer knight.
The swirling dark mists of doubt and despair.
A quest that challenges his faith and more.
In the name of the king, I can do all!
It's an all-new season of Lamplighter Theater, coming this September.
So what do you guys think?
Wow.
I'm speechless.
Yes, that totally just...
For once.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Which I'm sure makes our listeners very happy. That's just amazing.
I cannot wait. It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
Me too.
Well, I also want to let everybody know that the poll question is still on vacation, but if you have an idea for a future question, you can let us know. Just email your suggestions to feedback@audiotheatercentral.com. And we will...
Ooh, I have an idea. Okay. Oh, I have an idea for a poll question.
Interrupting
Who
Puma.
Who has downloaded Adventures in Odyssey? Will you download Adventures in Odyssey, album 54, in the MP3 version, or will you buy the physical CD?
Good suggestion. Go ahead and email that over, please.
Oh, yes.
Oh look, I just got an email from Andrew.
Because I'm on the show. I thought I could just put my suggestion in front of everybody else's.
Mm-hmm.
A suggestion duly noted, counselor.
Thank you, yes.
All right, let's get to the review.
Of what?
The Secret Garden.
Oh, yeah, I'm the one that announced that, huh?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, how do I forget these things?
You just do.
Oh, well. Well, so, yes, we're reviewing The Secret Garden. One of the best love stories of all time.
Love stories?
No, best love
story.
Would you not interrupt me? I'm having my dramatic debut, okay? Yes. Back off.
Ah, yes.
One of the best love stories of all time. The Secret Garden is presented in high quality and entertaining radio theater drama. This classic tale, enriched with biblical values, reflects themes such as helping others and believing in people. I don't know if I can make it through this. Mary, a young orphaned girl, meets her bedridden cousin, Colin. She discovers an enchanting secret place, separate from the outside world. It is in this place that Colin and Mary learn lessons about overcoming obstacles. By putting their faith in God and others, their lives are forever altered.
Wow, Andrew.
That was very moving.
I think that's the best I've ever heard you act like that. That's just
Thank
touching.
You. Yes. Thank you.
Man, that's like an audition for Focus or something. Man.
Oh, sure. Just take my hidden plot and just parade it before the whole entire world.
See? Yeah. Uh-huh.
Although if you're looking, Focus, feel free to call me anytime.
Call any of us. Our number is 623-688-2770.
Yes. Exactly. And any of you listeners call us, too. Yes, of course, we know the people at Focus are listening.
Anyway.
Well, so we decided to talk about this.
What did we decide to talk about? Feel free, JD. Continue.
Well, we decided to talk about The Secret Garden this time because it just recently aired on radio stations across the country in the month of July. And Roy had a little bitty tidbit about this.
Yes. Very. It just so happens that The Secret Garden was published in 2000. Let's go back 100 years to 1911 and roll forward 100 years to 2011. So this is the 100th year anniversary of The Secret Garden, which is pretty cool. It was originally released, well, May 24, 2007, the audio drama version, of course. But the book was published in 1911. So pretty cool.
And who wrote that book, Roy, was published in 1911, 100 years ago from this present date of 2011?
Her name was Frances Hodgson, something like that, Burnett. She was the original author. And The Secret Garden has been made into movie, into a Broadway musical, TV show, audio drama, book, etc.
Wow, it's been made into an audio drama?
It has. Isn't that amazing?
Who did that?
We should review that sometime.
You're right. That'd be a great audio drama to review.
Hate to break it to you guys, but that's what we're doing.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's right. See, my memory's slipping.
You have listened to it, right?
Yes.
I'm 21 years old. You know what? I've listened to it several times throughout the many years of my audio drama listening career. So,
well, this dramatization was done by Philip Glassborough.
Mm-hmm.
Another interesting thing about this one was the music was not composed by John Campbell, which was one of the first things I noticed.
Yes, same here. But the music, it's still the same.
It's superb.
Yes, quality of Focus on the Family Radio Theater. Superb. It was done by
Jared De Pasquale.
De Pasquale, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great name.
You know, he has actually composed a few Odyssey episodes as well.
Yes.
This John Campbell like, had a step out. Wasn't it? When he did that?
Because didn't John Campbell just recently talk about that?
Would you stop posing these unanswerable questions, Roy? Man.
Shows how knowledgeable you are.
We're supposed to be reviewing this thing, not asking these unanswerable questions about the existence of the universe.
Yes.
Stuff.
So the sound design was done by Dave Arnold and Mark Drury.
Ah, yes. Two incomparable sound designers.
Yes. But back to the composer for just a moment.
Oh, yes.
Like you said, it was still very high quality. I mean, you know what? If I hadn't heard the credits, I wouldn't have known, because it sounded very much like John Campbell's work.
Right. Yes. I mean, we all know that John Campbell is just like our favorite. He's the most amazing like writer of music like ever.
Yes.
So saying that is a very, very high compliment.
Yeah.
So just so you know that, Jared, if you're listening. It is very high quality music in this story. It's beautiful.
I liked how anytime there was like a melody in the script where the characters were singing or something like that, he would work that melody into the transition music, which was pretty cool and kind of a standard thing for radio theater and Odyssey.
Right. Like when they started singing the doxology and all that, he like did the da da da.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yes.
So, did you have anything else you wanted to tell us about Mark Drury and Dave Arnold? Like any special anything that stood out to you about the sound design of this?
They're amazing. I have one question, not regarding that, but what is a moor?
A moor?
Yes.
Like M-O-O-R?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's M-O-O-R. It's like a kind of like a valley, but it's like a plain. It's like a wide valley that's really desolate and barren. And
you have no idea what you're talking about.
Yes, I do.
What is it, JD?
And it's like... And it's where the Hound of the Baskervilles lives, all right?
Yeah, that's where I've heard it from.
Kay. Watch your language, son.
It's also in a very famous Emily Dickinson poem.
Oh.
The word moor.
Oh, give them the Charles Dickens.
So funny.
Give them the Dickens.
Okay, hold on. Dictionary.com to the rescue.
All right.
A tract of open, peaty wasteland, often overgrown with heath. Common in high altitudes, altitudes where drainage is poor.
Common in high altitudes, in other words, surrounded by mountains, in other words, a valley.
But it's not barren.
Thank you. It is.
Wasteland.
Wasteland.
It's like, oh, cool. Yeah, see, I was listening to the story. I'm like, she's like, look at the moor. I'm like, what are you talking about? But, so anyway.
Thought it was like a person, like Mr. Moore.
No,
or something.
No. Yes, the moors. No. So who is your favorite actor, or the favorite character, I should say, in this drama?
Me?
Yeah, both of you.
I really like the character of Martha. And I thought that Kathy Sarah, the actress who played her, did a phenomenal job. I don't know why, but that character just really You know, it kind of reminded that character. Obviously, I know this drama was done before Lamplighter, but it kind of reminded me of the character in A Peep Behind the Scenes. What was her name? The not the main character girl, but the other one that she runs into, the little servant girl in the hotel.
Betsy? No.
Yeah, Betsy Ann. Ann.
Yep.
It kind of the you way know what? They spoke.
I recall that was one of your favorite characters from Peep Behind the Scenes too.
You're amazing. Absolutely right. Yeah,
amazing.
I think it's the accent.
Yes. She's like, can't you dress yourself? What loss? Or whatever. It's so funny.
Oh, yeah.
It's a skipping robe.
Can't thee dress thyself?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Like Martha Sowerby. She was pretty cool. What about you, Andrew?
My favorite character was definitely Archibald Craven.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Like, how could anybody not come up with that? Okay, in case anybody was wondering, that was a joke.
In the few lines he read there.
Few lines that I read.
What no. That Archibald Craven.
Oh, yeah, exactly. He couldn't exactly become anyone's favorite character in the very little airtime that he had.
Although that was a pretty powerful scene where he's at in his hotel.
Definitely.
Oh, yes. Archie. That is true.
Archie.
Oh, yeah. Actually, that's
very good.
So I guess we should have said this from the outset, that the overall dramatization of the story is very close to the original work. I read the book several years ago, and as far as I can recall, they did stay very true to the original book in the dramatizing of this story. And I'm sure all of our listeners out there have either read the book or heard this story in some form in the past, so we're not going to worry about spoilers. So we're just going to talk about our opinions of this particular dramatization of the story. So with that,
now that the legal disclaimer is out of the way,
yeah,
we can continue. So my favorite character, what an excellent question, because I hadn't really thought about this particular aspect of the story as far as a favorite character, but I think it would be the gardener. What's his name? I
can't remember. Ben Witherstaff.
Ben Witherstaff, exactly. He kind of reminds me of Puddleglum from C.S. Lewis's The Silver Chair. Mm-hmm. Very, like, pessimistic and everything, you know, and gruff, but still kind of gentle with Mary most of the time. I just really like him. He's a really cool guy. He's a very interesting character.
Mm-hmm.
Because he has this gruff exterior and everything, but he's friends with the Robin and all that stuff, so it's pretty cool.
Right.
Yeah.
10 years ago, he says. That's one of my favorite lines for him as he says that. 10 years ago. He's funny.
Yes.
Yeah, I had to agree. I like him. I like...
I have a question. Does anybody even remotely like Colin?
I think he's a good actor. I mean, you'd have to sit in front of a microphone and scream and holler all the time. Man, that'd be horrible.
Very good actor, but the character?
No.
Yeah.
It's very interesting,
till
though.
Till the end when he changes.
Right. Know. But if you listen to the beginning and you hear how Mary talks to her servants and all that. And then you fast forward a little bit, and you find Colin
doing the same exact thing.
Yes. And it's very interesting. They're both the same attitude and everything, and they both end up...
Because she had gotten over it herself.
Strange, in the way she put it. I was strange when I came here, too, you know?
Yeah.
How the way she put it.
You know, what's interesting is she doesn't... When she tries to help him get over it, she doesn't compare really... to herself. Mm-hmm. She starts telling him about the young Raja that she saw back in India.
Right,
exactly.
Comparing him to the Raja rather than saying, you know, I used to have that same kind of attitude.
Yeah, exactly.
That's an interesting point.
Although I do love her spunk whenever she gets mad at him.
That's great.
I love that line. I always laugh. She's like, perfect. Just you got the, what did they say? The perfect mood to tell him off or whatever. Yeah. And goes in there.
You go get him, Miss Mary.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think I have to say that I'm not quite 100% in agreement with the summary that you read, Andrew. And those were not your words, but that was from the publisher. It said that the tale is enriched with biblical values. Mm. You know, enriched to me would mean that they were very overt, or there were a lot of biblical themes and biblical values. I didn't really see that very much. I don't think God was mentioned hardly at all. And it was more about you know, what you can get accomplished if you put your mind to it.
Mm-hmm.
And which is not a bad thing. It's a good theme and a good moral to learn. And I'm not saying that every drama has to have an overt message about God, but I just would think that it could have been termed a little bit differently as far as the description. What do you think?
Yeah, it was interesting. Actually, when he read that same thing, I thought of the same thing. I was like, besides the doxology, I mean, I don't remember much about, you know, talking about a God or whatever, but maybe it could be enriched with helping others and believing in people reflecting biblical values, maybe something like that.
Yeah.
You know, Roy, you should have written this. That was good.
But, you know, I thought of the same thing. 'Cause I couldn't, you know, see any mention about God.
Well, I don't even think that's what it's saying, though. Here we go. I just disagree with both of you. Great. Again.
Hey, it's what makes for a good discussion.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because, yeah. Anyway, so biblical values doesn't necessarily mean that it overtly mentions God and talks about stuff like that, you know? I mean, the biblical values to me is more like, kind of like the theme of an odyssey that may not even mention God, really. But you still extrapolate from the story the biblical themes that are there. Like, it's not really, you know, they don't really go around saying, I'm doing this because the Bible says so, or, you know, because God approves of it or whatever, you know. It's just kind of buried in there. And then I think the word enriched is similar to, you know, you have a caramel frappuccino at... no, seriously, like, ride with me. This is a good analogy, and I'm going to share it, okay?
Okay.
It's like you have a grande caramel frappuccino at Beep. Starbucks.
Oh, shouldn't have said that.
Hey, they don't sponsor us.
You have a grande caramel frappuccino at Starbucks, and it's good, right? It's already like wonderful.
Sure,
but they enrich it with caramel sauce and the whipped cream that they put on there. It's just kind of like an extra additive that makes it a little bit better than what it was before, and that's kind of what the word enriched means to me, I guess. It's sort of a subjective definition, but I wouldn't have any problem with what they said there. I do think it's enriched with biblical values.
Okay, I don't necessarily disagree with what you just said. In fact, I think I agree with pretty much everything you just said, especially the caramel frappuccino. But
oh yeah, definitely.
Let's go get one anyway.
But here's my issue. I don't see a whole lot of biblical values in that story, other than that fact that, you know, and putting your mind to accomplish something is not necessarily a biblical value either.
No, not really.
So,
but I mean, you know, Mary does spend an inordinate amount of time trying to help Colin after she, you know, has been changed by the circumstances that she's gone through or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
She's been changed, and so she's passing that on, which is biblical as far as, you know, helping other people and stuff like that. And then the kindness that is shown to Mary from
Mrs. Sowerby
and from Martha and from
Dickon,
that's all, you know, it's hospitality, it's, you know, loving someone that's really unlovable in Mary because she was a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, stuff like that, you just, it's there, but it's not, it's really not that obvious, but I don't know.
Yeah. So overall, it's definitely worth the it's not a real long drama. It's only a couple of CDs. I don't actually know the actual length of it, but you can listen to it in a couple of hours, I think.
I think it's 2 hours.
Yeah, something like that.
Let's see. It is exactly
2.2 hours.
2 hours and 12 minutes.
Yeah, so it's, if you didn't get to catch it on your local radio station and you haven't heard it before, or even if you did hear it on your local radio station, you really should get a copy and share it with the family.
Yes.
Definitely. It's a very good story.
I think my
favorite. Very touching and moving.
My favorite character is the Robin.
Actually, you know, that's what I was going to say. I really was.
Without the Robin, nothing would have happened.
That's true. Without the Robin, where would we be?
So there's where the biblical values comes in.
Exactly.
God directed that Robin
that's
to
right.
find that
See,
key.
And then all, you know, and the animals that Dickon just, you know, he loves the animals and everything, too. That's beautiful.
Yes. He is a biblical version of Noah. Loving the animals.
Yes, and bringing them all into this big
United.
Huge ark.
Yes.
That he
ark
prepared.
Of love.
Yes. He had prepared for 120 years of his life. Biblical version of David. With all of his sheep.
Yes. What was your favorite scene?
Ooh, favorite scene. Probably the end, I think.
I really like the end.
Yeah. Who wouldn't?
I like the second end kind of thing, you know? Like, where... What's his face is... What's sorry.
Colin?
Nope. Ben Weatherstaff is in the kitchen, and he's, like, talking to...
Oh, yeah. That's a good thing.
There have been things going on you know nothing about, you know? It's so hilarious.
Yeah. Which I'm sure rubbed her the wrong way, because she's so used to having everything go her way. Mrs. Medlock?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she was annoying, too.
Ooh. You think she's annoying?
Yes.
Oh. I thought she was kind of cool.
Okay.
Kind of.
I would have to say, though, my favorite scene was that one where Archie's in his room, and he's reading the letter, and, you know, that whole thing there. That was probably my favorite part of the whole thing.
How's the dream and all that.
That's a very good...
Yeah.
Very good.
His soul, the darkness, the clouds are rolled away, and
exactly
he feels like he is
alive.
This
depression that he's been living under for 10 years.
Right. And I think Mary did a good job, too, of acting.
Did she? When did she act?
You know, she acted kind of funny the other day.
Oh, you mean the actor that played Mary acted very well?
Yes.
Now I understand. Just to clear up any confusion, you know.
Yeah.
Because you never know. Mary could have been acting in some school play or in the play of Mary, Mary, Quite Contrary or something. That was a pretty funny scene.
Yes,
too,
yes. Yeah, Mary, Mary, Quite Contrary. I like how he says, Shiver Bells and Cocoa Shells or whatever. How he does it. The accents. Kind
of. Oh, yeah.
And all of those actors were British, so they're speaking with an actual accent and not an American trying to...
Not
do.
Fake. It was not fake.
Interesting. Paul McCusker says that he finds out that more the British or English actors are better at acting than some of the American actors he finds. He says
that.
Oh, he says it in a...
Was this an exclusive interview you had with him that you didn't tell us anything about or what? When you went to Colorado, you just held out on us and...
No, he talks about it in Screwtape.
I don't remember that.
In the behind the scenes deal.
Yeah.
He talks about it. So let's put a bow on this review. Well, maybe we should wrap it up first and then put the bow on it.
Oh, that's good. Very nice. I like that.
That's funny. Wrap it up. Put a bow on it. Yes.
I like your fake laugh there, Andrew. It's hilarious.
Now, what in the world makes you think it was fake?
Look, I know a bunch of people that like that
laugh.
Yes,
exactly. Like everybody just listens just to hear me laugh.
Yes.
Apparently that's the most entertaining thing in the world. Makes me have lots of, you know, self-esteem issues, but I appreciate that. All those that said such things.
So wrap it up, Andrew.
You know, I don't rap very well. So I'm going to pass it on to the musical talent here and give it to Roy. You
Mary.
Wrap it up.
All right, here we go. Mary, Mary, Quite Contrary, how does her garden grow?
Oh, that was good right there.
That's about the extent of it. No, but I think this is a great drama. I love it. It's one of my is it one of my favorites?
I don't know. See, we run up against this question because, like...
They're all favorites.
It's, you know, a lot of people would listen to this and be like, oh, it's a girl story. And, you know, I got that when...
Interesting point.
You know, people have listened to Little Women, the audio, the Focus on Family version of that. And they're like, it's such a girl story. Like, why do you like it and stuff? And I'm like, it's a good story. Like, why do you have to, like... it's not a girl story or a, I don't know, it's just
just because like the main Garden, characters are
yeah, exactly.
Girls,
it doesn't mean like that it doesn't speak to the human condition no matter whether you are male or female. Like I don't know. It's just whatever. Like,
no, I totally agree.
The Secret Garden is to a lot of people a girl story, but I think probably the impression comes from the fact that the main character is a girl and it follows her story or whatever more than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, so what?
Yeah.
No, it's definitely a very good story. And, yeah, there are lots of good scenes, and I don't know if it's one of my favorites, but it's definitely one that I can listen to over... I've listened to the thing probably a dozen times.
Exactly. And I'll just, you know, I'll just be, like, sitting around one day, and I'll just say, hey, you know, I haven't listened to a certain story in a long time, and I'll just put it in. This is one of them. Mm-hmm. And I just don't mind listening to it over and over again.
I do. So...
You do mind listening to it over and over again?
Yes. I pull it out once every year, something like that.
Well, that's probably about the frequency.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't listen to it every month or so, but
God, I haven't heard The Secret Garden in 2 days. How have I made it the past 48 hours? Yeah,
but definitely buy it. You can. There's a link on our website.
That's right.
Yes, it's very good.
That's the bow we're talking about.
Yeah,
that's the bow to the wrapping.
And keep in mind that if you do purchase via the link on our website, it does help support the show, so we would appreciate it.
Yes.
No. JD, we would, like, appreciate it, like, a lot. Okay. Did I make the meaning clear?
This is like Andrew begging for money over here.
Well, you know, we will never do a telethon, though.
Yeah, that's true. We will never do that.
We probably only get one call anyway. I mean, you know.
Well, that'll wrap up our review of The Secret Garden, but we are going to read a couple of emails that actually came into the mailroom, but we're not going to go down to the mailroom this time.
Yay.
Yeah.
We're having them shipped up to us this time.
Exactly. I did. Makeshift mailman, the janitor.
Are you blowing the dust off the mail? What was that?
Anyway, the makeshift janitor.
Yeah, he told me a couple of letters had come in just in the last couple of days, so I told him, go ahead and bring them up, and we're going to read them on today's show. So,
all right.
This one came from Jackie, and I'm going to read it, and then I'm going to let you guys respond, all right?
Oh, no.
Oh, cool. Okay.
The subject here is guilt trip.
Oh.
Get out. She says, after having a guilt trip for not keeping up with ATC, I was able to catch up on missed podcasts, thanks to several slow nights at work. I forgot how much great information that you share and fun, entertaining way that you share it. Thanks for letting me know about some new stories that are out, and I can't wait to purchase them. Hey, I like that.
Yeah, that's definitely good. Yes. There's the show notes in the website.
She says, I can already see how my next paycheck will be spent.
Awesome.
And then she continues to address comments directly to each of us.
Oh my.
To Andrew, your laugh cracks me up.
See?
To Roy.
Thanks.
Your newscast skills rock.
Oh yes. See, at least one person thinks they do.
Yes.
Just wait till she hears this one.
It's only one person though.
Right.
And to JD. I agree. Google and Android are better than iTunes and iPhone.
Oh,
oh yes.
Boo.
What a funny joke. Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, my word. I haven't heard a joke that good since the one I read on the air. That was just funny.
She continues, except... She continues, except I can't leave you guys an awesome review. Guess I'll have to cave in and leave it on iTunes.
Oh. Yeah, all right. Woo, yep. Woo.
Keep up the good work, and I promise to be more faithful on my listening.
Thank you.
Your soon-to-be more faithful listener, Jackie.
That's good.
That's touching. You, yes, thank you.
No, seriously, we really appreciate it.
Oh, Jackie.
Yes, definitely.
I'll be careful to laugh
yes.
more often so that you can be cracked up more
yes.
often.
Whatever guilt trip you're talking about, we have no idea.
I don't know where that came from.
I don't either.
But you know what? Probably she was just sitting at home one day and just thought, you know what?
I haven't been on that site.
I haven't listened to them in a long time. Yeah. And, you know, just the conviction came.
Yeah.
And The Holy Ghost spoke to her. Just the conviction filled the room, and she just had to repent and come listen again. So that's what it was.
Well, you know what? It kind of seems like a theme, because this next email has a vaguely familiar ring to it.
Oh, my.
Oh.
This one is from Mary, and she says, I just caught up on all your podcasts for like the last 3 months. What is wrong with these procrastinating listeners? 3 months.
All you have to do is subscribe, and you get it like delivered to your doorstep.
Yes. You're like, Mary, okay, quite contrary.
Yes. That's perfect.
She says, I hope you all are happy now.
We're always happy.
Just to let you all know, I took special time out of my day in between scrubbing the toilet and changing diapers to listen to ATC.
Oh, great. That's nice to know where we fit into the grand scheme of things.
Kind of like the... Is that where...
She says that we need to feel special, and that's in all caps. So... I don't know. Do you guys feel special?
Do we feel honored? How can we feel honored to be placed in the position of
in the middle of household chores?
Merely a distraction from, you know, these horrible household chores.
Well, maybe we should look at it like this. We help her pass the time along.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And that's good, because if you're at home doing such, you know, menial chores, then what a great way to just while away the hours while you're working.
Well, because Jackie listens to us at work late at night.
Yeah, when she should be working.
I guess we don't put her to sleep, but and so Mary listens to us during the day, and you know.
Oh, you know what? You know, when we're talking about these letters and things that come into the mailroom, in that vein, we need to give a shout out to Trey.
Yes,
Trey.
To Trey.
Yes,
because we have found out that there is this young man that is in his preteen years.
Yes.
Okay.
So he's rather young. And we were informed that he sits in front of the computer for hours.
And just listens to us. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
Like the most dedicated fan ever. That's just so awesome.
That is awesome.
So, Trey, from us, thank you.
Yeah, thanks. You're awesome. That's cool. It made us feel very good.
Yes.
Give us a call on the listener feedback line if you'd like.
Yeah, or send us an email sometime. Yeah. Trey, just feel free. And anybody else.
Yeah. So can I continue now?
Yes, go ahead.
It's not done? Her letter isn't finished?
The letter is not finished. I'm actually abbreviating it. But she says, I also wanted to let you know that I really enjoyed your podcast about the Green Ring Conspiracy. This I have to agree with whoever it was that said it was by far one of the bestest story series ever. I don't remember anybody saying it was the bestest series ever, but
I believe I said that it was the best series.
Okay. Ever. Well, she just added that EST on there. Okay. So.
The second one.
We'll forgive the misquotation.
Ungrammatical.
She said, I liked Novacom, but it kind of dragged on for a little too long. The Green Ring Conspiracy also totally renewed and confirmed my devotion to AIO and my love for Wooten Bassett. I can't lie, I really was feeling total pangs of jealousy when Penny and Wooten were talking.
Oh
my.
Wow. Oh, another funny. Jealous person. She's jealous.
That's hilarious.
She also says, one thing I've been dying to hear more about from ATC is Jungle Jam and Ranger Bill, but Jungle Jam the most. So,
who the dickens is Ranger Bill?
You've never heard Ranger Bill.
I have never, ever heard of Ranger Bill.
Oh, my goodness. It's an old program that Moody.
Dwight L. Moody?
Bible Institute.
Yeah, D.L. Moody. Yeah, the Moody Bible Institute. They have the Moody Radio Network or whatever.
Oh.
They used to produce a program called Ranger Bill. It's kind of in the style of an old-time radio show.
Oh.
They are very good. And, in fact, Mary, I have actually looked into that. Just haven't been able to make contact with anybody so we can... get free episodes. No.
Well, so that we can review the show. Yes.
But that's definitely in my list of shows to eventually discuss, as well as Jungle Jam, and we have mentioned it very briefly, you know, on a couple of different shows.
As you would know had you been listening to all of them.
And we are actually...
Just kidding, Mary. Just kidding. We know you've caught up, so we totally forgive you.
But we do plan to work more with Jungle Jam in the future, and so thanks for the suggestions.
If you'd like to send a letter, you can send your letter to feedback@audiotheatercentral.com.
That sounds like an email address.
Hmm. Or a letter address.
If you really want to send a physical letter, you can do that too.
Oh, and yeah?
You can find that address on our network site, which is radiocss.com.
Aha. Uh-huh.
But you can also send a text message or give us a call to our listener feedback line.
True, true.
That number is 623-688-2770. And I do have to say that we did have a comment on the website from Austin who mentioned that he had tried to text and he couldn't. And the reason was because I've been an idiot and been giving out the wrong number.
Oh! Yes.
So someone received a text message that confused them very much.
I also saw, speaking of Mary, she left a comment regarding the text thing. So you might want to tell her. This is direct to you, Mary. Make sure you text the right number.
Yeah, I went and updated all the notes on the website with the correct number, but I did not go back and record every single podcast that I said it wrong.
Totally understandable. Yes.
Very, very understandable. I mean, hey.
So the correct number is the one we gave out in this show, 688-2770. And I do apologize. I don't know how that happened, but I just kept copying the same number over to every show notes, and it was the wrong one.
However, thank you, Austin, for pointing that out.
Yes.
It's much appreciated.
And we actually did get a text message in. This person did not leave their name, so we don't know who it is, but they said, ATC has officially been saved in my phone.
Nice.
Which happens to be neither an Apple or an Android, but a ghetto little Nokia.
Oh, that's okay. Nokia totally beats, totally rocks Apple and Android. Just totally
hope you guys can still accept texts from me.
Yes, definitely.
We will accept texts from Cricket phones, you know, anything.
Boost. I don't care.
Yeah, Boost Mobile, yes, anything. Anything at all.
So, if you've been listening to our show on our website, be sure to subscribe to the show with your favorite podcatcher.
Exactly.
Because then you won't have to worry about coming back to the site, although we would love to have you visit.
Yes, or you won't have to worry about missing episodes
yes,
and having
exactly.
to catch up and spend hours and hours listening
right.
to this. Right,
you can spread out those hours yes. instead of spending them all in one lump sum. You just kind of.
It's true.
This is a good idea for you, Mary and Jackie. Thank you.
Well, everybody, we hope you'll come back next time when we're going to have this special anniversary birthday show.
Almost forgot.
It's gonna be so much fun.
I can't. You guys just gotta listen to it. It's gonna be amazing. I just seen a few of the things that JD's got lined up, and it's going to be a blast. Woo woo!
Literally, there may even be some fireworks.
There may be. Yes. You know what?
Never.
Last time we tried to light fireworks off was not very good.
Oh, I think. Did you light them off in your ear?
No. Whammity, whammity, whammity. No.
Oh, they were like an inch away from your ear. Okay, that's good. That's much better.
No, but I think we tried to light fireworks off in the studio before and just didn't work out too well. But anyway.
Well, maybe some exploding candles on the cake or something like that.
There we go. We all get around and sing happy birthday or such things. But no, yes.
Maybe we will post pictures of the cake on
there
the
we
website.
Go. Our first year anniversary.
And you will just have to wish that you could have some of it. Yes. But at least you'll be able to see it.
But yeah, we'll have some special guests, and it'll be a fun time.
Well, we will see you next time, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Audio Theater Central is a production of Radio CSS Media. RadioCSS.com.
Are we telling them who our guests are, or no?
Not at this point.
Not at this point. Okay.
So you'll just have to listen next month, find out about that. So
probably because we don't even know who they're gonna be yet.
Well, you don't.
JD hasn't even told us.
I do. So burn.
How do you get to know? You do awful newscasts. That's all you do around here. How do you get to know? And I don't. I'm just kidding, Roy.
Well,
I love you, Roy.
If you'd accept the emails that JD sends you and like the text and
I don't know. I know exactly what you're talking about. I also know who and what and where, so I'm fine.
Yes. So who is it?
We can't tell because we're on the air.
Anyway.
With ABC or Radio.